Egzamin ósmoklasisty z języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do czwartego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Tekst pierwszy.
Hello, Alice. It's Jake here. I need your help. I borrowed Ricky's MP3 player and I dropped it on the floor. It's broken now. I need £50 to buy him a new one. I'll pay you back, I promise. And you can use my laptop for a week if you want.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hello, Alice. It's Jake here. I need your help. I borrowed Ricky's MP3 player and I dropped it on the floor. It's broken now. I need £50 to buy him a new one. I'll pay you back, I promise. And you can use my laptop for a week if you want.
Tekst drugi.
Sandy, where should we put your bed? Next to your desk?
That's where it is now, and I want to change something. How about near the window?
Well, then you'll have to get on the bed to open it.
Yeah, you're right. That would be a problem. Let's put it in the corner then.
Good idea. You'll have some space for the small table with your lamp. You can put them between the door and the bed.
Yes. Now I see that will be the best place. Thanks, Dad.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Sandy, where should we put your bed? Next to your desk?
That's where it is now, and I want to change something. How about near the window?
Well, then you'll have to get on the bed to open it.
Yeah, you're right. That would be a problem. Let's put it in the corner then.
Good idea. You'll have some space for the small table with your lamp. You can put them between the door and the bed.
Yes. Now I see that will be the best place. Thanks, Dad.
Tekst trzeci.
Molly, why aren't you taking notes?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Green. I can't concentrate. I have a terrible headache.
Shall I call your father?
I phoned him during the break. He's working from home today, so he'll be here soon.
Then you should go to the nurse's office and wait for your dad there. Don't forget to ask somebody about the homework.
I won't. Thank you, Mr. Green.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Molly, why aren't you taking notes?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Green. I can't concentrate. I have a terrible headache.
Shall I call your father?
I phoned him during the break. He's working from home today, so he'll be here soon.
Then you should go to the nurse's office and wait for your dad there. Don't forget to ask somebody about the homework.
I won't. Thank you, Mr. Green.
Tekst czwarty.
Hi, Matt. Robert here. I'm going to play the whole match tomorrow. The coach decided to give me this chance because our regular goalkeeper broke his arm when he was riding his bike home from school. Can you come? Phone me back. Bye.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, Matt. Robert here. I'm going to play the whole match tomorrow. The coach decided to give me this chance because our regular goalkeeper broke his arm when he was riding his bike home from school. Can you come? Phone me back. Bye.
Tekst piąty.
Hi, you're listening to Susie. I'm back on the school radio program. I've got so many emails from you about the latest novel by Andy Thompson. Well, I've just finished reading it and I must say I'm disappointed. I think it's not interesting at all. I feel I've wasted my time reading it.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, you're listening to Susie. I'm back on the school radio program. I've got so many emails from you about the latest novel by Andy Thompson. Well, I've just finished reading it and I must say I'm disappointed. I think it's not interesting at all. I feel I've wasted my time reading it.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
I remember the day well. It was raining heavily. When I was getting off the bus, I stepped into some dirty water. My trainers got completely wet. Some children laughed at me, but one girl didn't. She lived near the school, so she ran home and came back with her brother's shoes. Now she's my girlfriend.
Wypowiedź druga.
On the first day at my new school, I was really stressed. I wasn't thinking clearly and went to the wrong classroom. I discovered that when the teacher read out the students' names and I wasn't on the list. But I was afraid to ask the teacher where I should go, and I didn't want the other students to laugh at me. So I spent the whole day with the wrong class.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
When I moved to the city and went to a new high school, I didn't know anybody there. On my first day, I saw a beautiful girl in the corridor. I went up to her and asked her what class she was going to. She said 3B, so I thought she would be my classmate. But when we went into the classroom, she wrote the topic on the board, asked everybody to open their books, and the lesson started. I felt so silly.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
On my first day at school, I made the whole class laugh many times. First, I was late because I couldn't find my classroom. Then, I dropped a bottle of juice on the floor in the chemistry lab. And when I tried to clean it up, I hit a table, and all the paper models fell onto the floor. Luckily, the teacher wasn't mad at me, and we all laughed at my crazy day.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
I remember the day well. It was raining heavily. When I was getting off the bus, I stepped into some dirty water. My trainers got completely wet. Some children laughed at me, but one girl didn't. She lived near the school, so she ran home and came back with her brother's shoes. Now she's my girlfriend.
Wypowiedź druga.
On the first day at my new school, I was really stressed. I wasn't thinking clearly and went to the wrong classroom. I discovered that when the teacher read out the students' names and I wasn't on the list. But I was afraid to ask the teacher where I should go, and I didn't want the other students to laugh at me. So I spent the whole day with the wrong class.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
When I moved to the city and went to a new high school, I didn't know anybody there. On my first day, I saw a beautiful girl in the corridor. I went up to her and asked her what class she was going to. She said 3B, so I thought she would be my classmate. But when we went into the classroom, she wrote the topic on the board, asked everybody to open their books, and the lesson started. I felt so silly.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
On my first day at school, I made the whole class laugh many times. First, I was late because I couldn't find my classroom. Then, I dropped a bottle of juice on the floor in the chemistry lab. And when I tried to clean it up, I hit a table, and all the paper models fell onto the floor. Luckily, the teacher wasn't mad at me, and we all laughed at my crazy day.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
This is European Teenage Radio. Now we've got some news for our listeners from Poland. You have the chance to appear in a new film with a character we all know. Any ideas who it may be? No? It's not a magician or a superhero. It's a film about a famous secret agent. So you can expect fast cars and a lot of action. Most scenes are going to be filmed in Warsaw, but some also in Krakow. The director is looking for boys aged 14 or 15. What's important is that you must be a good swimmer and you also have to speak English. If you're interested, send your CV and a photo of yourself in a suit to office@warner.com by the 24th of January. Swimming costumes or sports clothes are not acceptable. The film studio is waiting for your emails.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
This is European Teenage Radio. Now we've got some news for our listeners from Poland. You have the chance to appear in a new film with a character we all know. Any ideas who it may be? No? It's not a magician or a superhero. It's a film about a famous secret agent. So you can expect fast cars and a lot of action. Most scenes are going to be filmed in Warsaw, but some also in Krakow. The director is looking for boys aged 14 or 15. What's important is that you must be a good swimmer and you also have to speak English. If you're interested, send your CV and a photo of yourself in a suit to office@warner.com by the 24th of January. Swimming costumes or sports clothes are not acceptable. The film studio is waiting for your emails.
Zadanie czwarte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
What do you think of these vegetables?
Wypowiedź druga.
Could I have some of this lemon cake, please?
Wypowiedź trzecia.
Why weren't you more careful with my plate?
Wypowiedź czwarta.
Who's doing the washing up?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
What do you think of these vegetables?
Wypowiedź druga.
Could I have some of this lemon cake, please?
Wypowiedź trzecia.
Why weren't you more careful with my plate?
Wypowiedź czwarta.
Who's doing the washing up?
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.